is people who think that New Earth the passages that I believe are clearly New Earth passages because they are cited and applied to the New Earth, and in some cases, such as Isaiah 65, they literally use the term New Earth. But they think that, come on, you can't really be that way, because that's not the heaven we've all come to believe in. We have bought into, I think, a cultural way of thinking that is Platonic. It's the idea of the body's bad, the earth is bad. We just can't, the real blessing will come when there's no more earth and no more body. Because that's what holds us back, the body and the earth. It's bad stuff. We act as if Satan created it. Who created the body, the human body, and who created the earth? God did. Satan can only pervert what God has created. And we do a disservice to God, and we do too much of a service to Satan to act as if he's actually going to win the victory. Then this is if you think about it, read Genesis 1 and 2. God creates this perfect earth, these perfect people to rule the earth, to tend for the animals, to take care of them, and to tend the garden. It says God planted a garden in Eden. It's interesting. Planted. Not created. Planted. He planted, it was like he came down and got his hands dirty. Almost. And you know, a pre-incarnational Christ, coming down, could have done that. We have numbers of times in the Old Testament, sometimes they're called theophanies, sometimes Christophanies, where God comes down. And remember, he would come down in the garden in the cool of the day, and he would walk, with them. But sometimes what we seem to believe is that God created all that, it was perfect, then Satan comes, tempts the man and the woman, they sin, they're cast out of Eden, all true, but now we think, and so God's original plan will never be fulfilled. It has been thwarted. Human beings, Satan, messed it up, never going to happen. On the contrary, Revelation 21 and 22 take us back to exactly what was lost in Genesis 1 and 2, except now it's much better, right down to we have the tree of life again. Except now it's growing on both sides of a beautiful river and bearing fruit each month, fruit that everyone is free to partake of.